This is Webby from the Grim Podcast of Perilous Adventure. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For more podcasts like this, go to professionalcasual.com.
She's Commander Big Face.
No, she's
her
not.
Hairband Stop. Is 3 miles above her eyebrows.
Her hairband is squishing the top of her head.
It's so just on top of her head.
It's yeah. Big Face, damn it.
That was good. The 299 Gapapa. I finally it's the Laurel Lorn is the forest that Green Warden is from.
Yes, Laurel Lorn.
I couldn't quite. I knew Lauren wasn't quite right, but.
I was looking it up too between episodes.
Yeah, it was like
I was like, that's close but wrong.
And then I kept thinking Lorelai, but I never even watched Gilmore Girls, so I'm like, why am I thinking?
It is now
this?
In my notes.
That's because you're a woman of culture. Gilmore Girls is poison.
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't either. I watched like one episode, heard them talking, and went, "You talk too fast to be human."
Too fast,
dude. That was my reaction. I literally had to watch a bunch because I was crushing on a girl, and having to watch that much made me no longer crush on that girl.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Letterkenny talks real fast.
Yeah, but the Canadian is different.
And Gilmore Girls is on the WB, and anything on the CW or the WB is straight trash.
Pretty much, yeah.
Except for Jackie Chan Adventures.
Oh, but yeah. I mean, he's got to find the
cartoons.
Talent, man.
Yeah, the cartoons are like. Yeah.
I was trying to think of a WB cartoon and I couldn't, but Jackie Chan Adventures was great.
Animaniacs, bro.
Yeah, any animated show that repurposed a Weedus song is fantastic.
Because I remember that from when I was a
kid. By the way, that Weedus song, also quite good.
Yeah.
Please sing it for us.
It's called Punk Ass Bitch. And instead of Jackie Chan trying to
can't deal with
that punk ass bitch.
Now I must admit that she's a punk ass bitch.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan. Oh,
two episodes in a row. Got singing going on.
Yeah, do you want to say the names of the
I never knew
patrons?
Ken liked Weedus. That's awesome to me.
Maybe no, he like him.
Yeah,
I like Chan's the Man, and I like the song that Weedus does that gets turned into Chan's the Man.
He likes Weedus.
We all like everyone that's gone to patreon.com/professionalcasual. Especially Expexus, Iron Maze, Tau, Enmity, Dagna, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Kilt the Sparky, Quacku, Random Guy, Cliff Jumper, Velisenda, Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Andy, Brooks, Chris Dillard, Cord, Bastion, Bangarang, Dravix, and Chiron.
No one has left us a voicemail all year.
Wow.
You guys, this is a really long dry spell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So dry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. Spell.
Very, very dry.
Much spell.
It's been 2 days.
603-803-3235.
You can't spell tell it. When we're recording, Jess.
It's funnier.
Because it'll be like, wow, they're recording right before that comes out. That's crazy.
X-Pax sent something the other day, and I was like, I don't know if you know this. We're not ahead on anything.
Right? Oh. We are not in a good spot in recording this kind
Happy
of stuff.
Happy holidays.
No, we're like a week ahead right now.
It's fine.
Because this episode will come out on the 29th.
At least I was being vague about how many days or what day it is, but you were just like, nah, here's where we are.
Yeah.
Whee! Sometimes it's fun to go behind the scenes a little bit and be like, yeah, we're recording this a couple weeks ahead. You know, think back to the days when we were like 4 to 6 episodes ahead. That was crazy.
It was nice.
It was nice.
That seems like another lifetime ago.
Yeah. Life gets in the way.
Life finds a way.
That's what I was going for there, but life gets in the way of the fun stuff.
P.O. Box G West, Oneonta, New York 13861.
Yeah, nobody sent us anything this year either. Wet that dry spell.
Yeah, wet it. Spit on it.
God.
No, and then put it in the mail for my dad.
God, that time, like our first day back to school, the professional development day, and they're like trying to get the tech working and it's not. And I'm like, spit on it. And Dan's like, you can't say that stuff out loud. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
I do a lot.
That was really funny.
That was so funny. Oh, God, what was the other thing I said out loud?
I don't remember.
Oh, this faculty meeting, and I was like, cancel it. about open house. And they were like, so what day? And I was like, cancel it. And I was like, oh.
That was your outside voice. It was your outside voice, principal. Not your inside voice.
That was really good.
He thought it was funny.
He did. He laughed.
He's used to me.
He doesn't want to do open house either.
He really doesn't. He's got three kids, and his wife works at the school, so he's like, could we not?
No one should. I actually talked to like five people this time. Maybe it was six.
I had zero visitors, as per usual.
I had the longest conversation with a parent of a student who I don't even have until next semester. Like,
was it a good conversation?
It was great.
Yeah. I haven't had to interact with children in 10 years, and it's fucking awesome.
I really love my job, and I'm actually kind of excited to go back to school from break. I've loved break, but dear God, if I have to hear, Mom, watch this. Mom, look at this. Mom, look at this. And it's literally just Felix doing a somersault on the crash pad.
Oh.
Like, it's the same somersault every time. Like, it's the same thing. You keep doing the same exact thing.
Or he's like, watch. I'm like, I'm looking at you. I'm watching.
Right? I'm just making eye thing. Watch. I'm making eye contact with you.
I practice really hard in those somersaults.
My favorite part of break has been being able to play so much Magic. Like New Year's Day, I was like, hey, Tim, you working today? And he was like, nope. And I was like, want to play Magic? He was like, yep.
That's not how it went.
Well, I confused myself.
Hey, Tim, are you working today? And I said, nope. And he's like, well, when you get out, do you want to play Magic? And I said I'm not working today. No,
I will read off what I said because I asked the question in a weird way and I confused myself.
And then I gave too much information in response, to be fair.
I said, where to go? I said, safe to assume you're working today? And he said, nope. Federal holidays we get, just nothing extra. And I said, nuts, want to play Magic at the store after? And he said, after what? And I was like, oh, wait, you said no, you don't have to work today.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
I work tomorrow, though.
Gross.
Saturday? Saturday.
Yeah, damn. We're open every other Saturday, 9 to noon.
Okay.
So I only have to do it like once every other month, but
it's not bad.
But then we're definitely playing Magic later in the day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
It's fun.
I got a new Darksteel Colossus today.
Another one?
Yeah. Lindsay ordered it and didn't come in time for Christmas. This one's Optimus Prime.
Oh, you got the Optimus Prime one?
Yeah.
That's dope.
What then, but Ben?
Now you can race him.
Yeah. It's a truck on one side and a robot on the other.
It actually transforms.
Yeah.
I kind of love when like gifts come in late because it just keeps the holiday going. I love that.
And then all the other stuff I ordered for myself and forgot to tell her that I ordered also came today, and that was cool.
Nice. Like what?
More Magic cards.
Nice.
Secret layers. I got the PlayStation ones and Avatar ones.
Yeah.
I had to order a new power cord for my Peloton because in the move it got lost.
Oh, well.
Which it was only $20. Or no, the one that I got on Amazon was like $10. So cross our fingers that it works.
But it didn't get like broken.
No.
Okay.
It just can't find it.
I was going to say that's why Darksteel Colossus is better because it's indestructible.
Right.
And it
can't
be destructible.
No, this was just missing, which Darksteel Colossus can go missing.
That's true. You could exile it.
Uh-huh. No. So what happens if it goes to the graveyard? You actually shuffle it back into your library.
I said exile, not graveyard.
Which I did say nothing about exiling. I said if it goes to the graveyard, it goes back in your library, which is kind of like being lost.
Whoa.
You got to wait for it to come back up.
So for the work white elephant party, I was off about this Danny DeVito pillow, which was the sequin reveal pillow, and I wished that I had gotten it. And Dan's like, you could have just got the pillow for yourself. And it was on sale for less than $10.
I have that pillow at my house.
So bitch ordered herself a Danny DeVito pillow.
We have really? To go with your Pedro Pascal blanket?
Yeah. I might actually take the Danny DeVito pillow to school, though.
It's fine.
Because my kids will crack up over this pillow.
They'll love it, yeah.
They absolutely will.
It sounds ridiculous because it's Danny DeVito.
I know. I used to remember when there was that story of the college where like behind the paper towel dispenser there was like the hidden shrine of Danny DeVito that like some custodian found. When that news story broke, I had a couple students who were like hilarious and like artsy and quirky, and so they made a Danny DeVito shrine like up on like the top corner of my wall, but that portion of the walls in my school are windows. So they made it double-sided. So like facing out and facing in. And so
all Danny DeVito.
All Danny DeVito, just a collage of Danny DeVito pictures. So the teacher across the hall from me, from her desk, could see the Danny DeVito collage. And she was like, I hate it so much. And it was so good.
That's brilliant.
I really loved it. Yeah, it
was good. Pretty great.
Made you know, the only thing I was thinking of the entire time was the Hey Arnold shrine made of both of them.
Yep.
That's what I thought of the entire time.
Did you know there was supposed to be a spinoff show that was just a family sitcom about the Pataki?
The Patakis.
Yeah.
Really?
Of course I'm aware of this.
I knew Ben would be.
Yeah. I would have watched that.
I don't think it would have been as good.
Oh, no.
Almost never are.
No, that's a tragic family. You can't make comedy come out of it. Like, it only works as a counterpoint to whatever weird, mystic 60s mashup collage Arnold's home life is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
When you take a side character and make them the main character, they lose all their zhuzh.
We're forgetting about the Friends spinoff, Joey, which was incredible.
Did it even last a whole season?
I never watched it.
I'm pretty sure it didn't last a whole season. I think it had like 5 episodes or something and got canceled because it was a spinoff about Joey. Mm-hmm. And when I was a kid, we watched that a little bit, and he was my favorite character. Just because I thought.
Well, yeah, he's the one who told jokes.
Right.
I was a Chandler Bing guy.
Uh-huh. Of course you were.
Yeah.
You mean Chandler Bong? That's a deep cut.
All right. Should we play this game?
Oh, yeah. So there's dwarf yelling about powder.
He's got to powder some cheeks.
Can't not know now, hear more about powder.
He busts the door open and goes, I don't know how to hear more about powder.
Yeah, I extricate myself medically as fast as I can to get over there and talk powder with a dwarf.
And Villas kind of looks at Lucky and Mina and kind of like nods like, get out kind of right. Like towards the door. Like,
oh. Guns and
moon bye, away. Thanks for all the really nice, good quality powder.
Greenwater hasn't left where the scout is. She just kind of rolled her eyes at all of this and let Webby leave.
Yeah, he's the door gets slammed to the quartermaster's area and the dwarf in there is yelling.
Can we eavesdrop?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
With Webby there. Does Webby eavesdrop or does Webby just go in?
I mean, I didn't get booted from the club. I'm going to go in.
You walk in. And you see the two just kind of arguing back and forth. Actually, I'm going to bring his token over. I had it by the cannon. I can't remember if we saw this guy yet.
No, we have not.
And we'll view character artwork, and then we will show players. Ba-boom.
Oh, I would have remembered this guy.
He got some big hands.
Webby likes this guy the way Lucky liked the other guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of the facial hair, agreed.
He's got tattoos? Is that a tattoo on his forearm?
It does. It looks like
he's got that real good dwarf affect where their hands are too big so they look like enormous toddlers.
Yeah, dwarves have huge hands and feet.
I actually know what that tattoo means.
What does it mean?
I saw on a TikTok. So when you get a chain around your forearm, it's how far you've shoved your arm up an anus.
I was like, there's no way that you saw a TikTok about Warhammer Fantasy before I did. I can't believe. And then, yep, there we go. Wasn't about Warhammer Fantasy.
We don't know what anus.
Yeah, I was going to say so that.
Like, yeah, for a hand that big.
Not a dwarven anus.
Could have been a horse anus.
Mm-hmm. Probably a cannon anus.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
A canadian.
Given what I know about the man.
I mean, yes, that's very likely.
Astrid's anus.
He actually looks like he's wearing football armor.
Kind of, yeah. Kind of look like football pads. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And his helmet.
And his helmet with the monocle on the top.
And he's not brandishing a gun like he is in this picture. But he's
That's good to know. It upset. Changes my perspective entirely.
Yeah. He's not holding this guy at gunpoint. He's got his hands and fists and like Arthur. And he's just
like Arthur.
You know, they're arguing back and forth. You immediately get the sense that they've had the same exact argument multiple times.
He's got those cool rings on his beard, too.
Yeah.
Do you know what those rings mean?
No.
Oh God. You made me lose all train of thought there. Dagny is saying, I gave you explicit instructions on what I wanted for this powder. And Hebicht is like, I did what I could. This is what I could get. I don't understand what the problem. I've been ordering the same stuff for forever. And he's like, no, you haven't. It's not as good now.
Can I interject myself into the conversation via a language guilder check to talk shop with this here dwarf about his powder?
Language guilder or lore black powder engineering, whichever is better. I don't think you have lore black powder, but you know what I mean.
No, I have trade engineering, but I yeah. never get to use language guilder. So oh, here we go.
Fair. I like that.
Yay, color choices.
Yeah, 4 success levels after I rerolled one.
Oh, you fortune pointed it?
Oh, yeah. Ain't no chance I'm going to fail at talking to a dwarf about powder.
And he's like, you say something that makes sense about powder. And he's like,
yeah, oh. So what's the ratio like saltpeter to carbon wise? What are we working with here? Is the burn point too low? Is it not colloidal enough? What are we talking?
I knew Ben would come up with some good jargon.
I got a Wikipedia page and everything.
I was going to say, did you look it up ahead of time? And he's like, well, yeah, this manly knows what he's talking about. You got to get the burn point higher. It's just smoking. It's not as much boom. There's more poof than boom.
I interacted with the engineering guild in Nidenheim, and they did not kick me out.
He's like, oh, you must have met blah, blah, blah. He says the name of one of the dwarves you've been working with.
Yeah, I just called him Master Dwarf because he seemed to like that.
Oh, yeah, most of them do. He sticks a hand out.
Keep the spirit of it alive. Go ahead and call me Manling. It'll feel nostalgic.
He puts a hand out and he says, well, you can call me Dagny Rolson.
You got it, Dagny Rolson.
I'm the artillerist here. What do you know about black powder? You look like you got blood on your hands instead of powder.
Blood on my hand. More like my hands. The blood has hands on them. You know what I'm saying?
No.
But yes, I do know black powder. I have a number of gadgets that I employ to such an effect. But I would love to get a look at this Dame Astrid that I've heard so much about.
Oh, you've even heard her name. Yeah. Well, I could show her off to you.
That would be great if it wouldn't be too forward of me. I don't know if she swings that way.
He's like, nah, she's pretty cold right now, but we could warm it up.
All right. I like what you're selling. Let's go take a look at her.
I'll give you an example of this smoky powder.
Yeah, let me see this thing.
And he'll walk over to the cannon with you. And then if Mina and Lucky are still outside the room there, you see the quartermaster kind of look around through the doorway, and then the door like slowly closes again.
Okay.
At this point, it's getting pretty late. It's pretty dark here. They've got like torches stuck in the ground all over the place for light. But you rode most of the day to get here. So, yeah, at this point, it's dark.
Yes, I'm quite tired. So I think that I will head to the mess hall, see what there is to eat.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe, you know, try to put on a friendly, forward-facing persona. You know, so that they know that we're not just here to be snotty Middenheimers.
Sounds good.
Or maybe just explain that we're not Middenheimers at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm. Like, maybe that we don't even want to be here either.
Right. Yeah. And like, darn Graf.
Middenheimer? No, more like Weisenheimer. Am I right?
That, yeah. Right?
Before Green Warden leaves with the scout, she does want to talk to him very quickly about if there's anything strange you've seen in the woods, if anybody in the scouting party has seen maybe a large bird or winged creature in the sky, alluding to the griffin. See maybe if they knew where it came from.
Nah, he said nothing like that, no. He said there was a goblin attack a few weeks ago.
From the south, yes?
Yeah.
How many strong?
Oh, the goblins?
Yeah.
Two dozen or so.
Anything interesting about them?
Their leader was riding a wolf. That made for an interesting meal.
Dispatch them all?
I think so. A couple may have gotten away. Mm. They'll scurry off and find another group to join up with probably eventually. I think the Kislevites ran them down. Now that I think about it, I'm not really sure. We did our job. Kept the picket safe. But it happens occasionally, a couple times a year. Just hope it's not orcs.
You've had orc attacks too?
Not since I've been here, but in the past I've heard stories of orcs here, but they're way, way nastier than goblins.
From where?
I don't know.
Any other beastmen sightings?
No.
None?
No. Never see beastmen here. I think they stay away because them blighters. I think they sense something about them. I don't know.
Have you scouted up toward the Brass Keep?
A few times.
How close have you gotten?
Oh, not close.
How close is not close?
A half a mile.
That's it?
Yeah. Strict orders not to get any closer than that. And we stay as hidden as we can just to make sure they ain't mustering or nothing. I've seen them blighters a couple times. As scary as anything.
They come outside the keep.
Once in a while. Just kind of mill about outside for a little while.
They're the only things you see?
No.
No other movements?
Well, other things, yeah. I tried to tell my sergeant about it, but they didn't. He thought I was making stuff up or been out too long or whatever, but I swear it looked like a giant fly, like so big one of them blighters could ride it. This thing had to have wings that were 10 feet long at least, and had this big like trunk coming out of its face. Damnedest thing. Sometimes I've seen them buzzing around the top of the tower. You could hear the wings that far away.
Ugly.
Oh, yeah.
That makes me wonder as to the state of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time an elf walked through them?
Walked through what?
The woods. The forest here.
Here?
Yes.
I ain't never seen no elf before.
Okay. She just quirks an eyebrow at that. Now you met one.
Yeah. They're pretty cool.
If you or any of yours saw other strange things, I'm here to destroy corruption. I'll believe it, even if your commanders won't.
Oh, well, that might be kind of you.
And she'll just nod, and she'll take her leave.
Bye. Hope we come by.
She's not leaving. She's not going too far.
Bye, Green Warden. Hope we find her dead. So over at the cannon, is this something you wanted to like role play out, Ben, or do you just want to talk shop with the guy for a while?
I kind of want to role play a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Can I give a trade engineering to see one, what the maintenance of this cannon is like, and two, if I can suggest a way to improve his utilization of the powder?
Yes.
7 success levels.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, so you get the sense that he knows what he's doing here. What's your trade engineering?
75.
Oh, wow. I thought his was going to be higher. He's got 71. So, like, he's just about as knowledgeable as you. You get the sense he really knows what he's doing. He has this cannon in impeccable condition. It even has, like, a little tarp over it at times to keep the snow off and whatnot. You see it's well oiled so it won't rust. All that kind of stuff. It is Imperial, though. It's not a Dwarven cannon.
Okay. I see what's going on here. This is well-maintained piece of machinery you got here.
Well, yeah.
Let me guess, you're packing it in pretty tight to compensate for the narrower design on the muzzle?
I do my best to. When I don't get useless powder.
See, you'd think that. It's actually counterintuitive. You actually need it to be less dense in order to appropriately ignite before it actually gets to the end of it. Otherwise, it's just going to like you're going to be losing 20% of efficiency before it ends, before it gets to the end of the barrel. I've worked at this kind of powder before. Let me put your mind at ease there. This ain't new. Like, this is, look, it's not the best powder. I'm not going to say that it is. It's no dwarven powder.
Oh, no, not even good manly powder.
Listen, you're preaching to the choir here. But you can make it work for you if you accommodate.
Well, yeah, it'll work, but it's not good. But
It's just gonna be like that, more or less, just back and forthing it.
But you seem to be a manlin with a sense.
Someone asked you to be.
When it comes to these things, I got a little side project I've been working on. I think you might be interested in.
Oh yeah.
So
what are we talking?
I've taken some of this not as good powder, because it's not as useful in the cannon, and I actually got plenty of it. I've got stored away a couple of little leftover kegs that I put some fuses on, made some bombs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let me guess, you want someone to field test those bad boys.
You know, I wouldn't mind getting some actual information on them. It's not something I really have a way to test here.
I've got a lot of field experience, both intentional and unintentional, when it comes to explosives. I would be happy to give these a test for you.
Oh, tell you what, you give that quartermaster another talk for me. Figure out why he's giving me bad powder, and I'll give you two of these bombs.
Master Dwarf, you got yourself a deal.
And he sticks his hand out to shake.
I will attempt to shake it and not hurt.
Yeah, his hand, like, your hand is like the size of a finger of his, I would imagine, or maybe two.
Yeah, they're easy on the merchandise there. That's my moneymaker.
And he pulls out from, like, I got a wagon on the map there. He pulls out from underneath, like, a tarp, two of these bombs that they count as bombs, but they have the bulky flaw. Actually, they have full stat block for it.
Oh, hell yeah, send me that.
But yeah, you make a good impression on him, and he is willing to do a little back and forth.
Or can we just surround the brass keep with these bombs? Just blow it up?
If we had things go my way, that would be how we dealt with everything.
Like, I'm all about the stabby, but this seems kind of efficient.
I mean, that's how they got rid of literally every castle in Super Mario World. You just blow it up.
Yeah. Coop, coop. Cool. And if it's good enough for Super Mario World, it's good enough for me.
That's right.
And we don't have a big paintbrush to just erase one of them, so.
Right?
What are we to do?
Man, Foundry doesn't have Dagny's bombs on here.
Ah, useless.
Is the princess hiding in a different castle, though?
Probably.
Ah, goddamn.
You've already met her.
The princess sent us to this castle.
Oh, right.
This is like reverse Mario.
Have we only met one princess?
Princess Katarina?
We're all wearing underalls.
It can't be only one.
And she's like, quote, princess. That's not her official title, but everybody calls her that.
She's not even a real princess.
Yeah.
She's like a graph-ass.
That didn't sound good.
Graphness?
I almost said graphite and then went, nope.
Grinsess.
Graphsess?
Grinch. Nope. Grinchess? No.
Grinsess.
Nope.
Just do what I do and call every woman you don't know how to address a comely young strumpet.
I thought you were going to say sir and or madam.
Yeah.
I have been keeping that one in my back pocket. I haven't had a place to use it recently.
I love that one. Hello, sir and or madam. Just the and ors.
And the clinical voice that I say, like I'm just reading off a teleprompter.
Yeah.
So good. All right. Mina was going to the mess. Green War was talking with the scout.
Oh, hell yeah. Penetrating? Let's go.
Lucky, you doing anything before?
Yeah, I'm going to the mess with Mina.
Okay.
We're going to make some friends.
No, these things make my bombs look like pea shooters.
Oh, they're cinder blast bombs. Okay.
That sounds so good.
Maybe these aren't the same ones. Either way, I said you could have that. So you got two. Well, you'll get two. He'll give you two of those once you get. Once you talk with the, you know, try to help him out with the quartermaster to get the
right stuff. No, he already gave them to him.
Not yet.
Yeah, I saw it. It's in his inventory.
No, it's not.
You put it right in there. It's bulky.
I did say it has the bulky flaw.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys doing anything particular in the mess or just
having to eat? Getting food, jeez, talking to people, making people think that we're cool.
Well, they know you're not.
We are so cool.
I'm assuming the mess hall is easy to find by the smell and the heat coming out of it.
So yeah, you saw it before.
Yeah, Green Warden's also going to go get something to eat.
We can make Griggs make them think we're cool.
That is an option.
They should totally think we're cool. We have a duck.
Mm-hmm.
So the three of you give me a average intuition test.
72. These people love me. -3.
Oh, an average. I rolled a 72. Still +1 on average.
Wow.
Oh, wait, average?
Yeah.
+6.
Ooh. -1.
Okay.
Still failed.
So Mina doesn't, in typical Mina fashion, she doesn't notice that everybody in here is like pointedly ignoring you, like clearly not looking at the three of you, four of you, because some boars will be with you as well. Just not looking at you, trying to pretend like you're not there, basically. Except for like the people ladling out like the gruel for dinner. And they do like the typical like just splat it in your bowl or whatever.
I would like to find the foppish, weakest looking runt and then sit next to the scary guy on the other side of the room.
Wait, what?
Huh? You know how there's like always the like little meek nerd guy, right? He's probably sitting at a table with a couple other weak nerd guys. And then on the opposite side of the lunchroom, there's the big tough scary guy.
This is not a high school. They're all professional soldiers.
Yeah. There's still the hierarchy.
Yeah, but you don't see anybody that looks like a little runt nerd guy.
Well, Webby's not in here yet, so I'm looking for the big tough guy. Fine, I just sit next to somebody, Dan. I don't care.
I mean, just sit next to Mina. She's probably the toughest.
But I know her, and she already thinks I'm cool.
It's true. She does.
So in the mess, Lucky tries to sit next to the biggest, toughen-looking person.
I'm just making an intuition test, find out the loneliest number, and it's 54, and that's one success level. And I want to find a friend, Dan. That's all.
Yeah, you walked in here with a couple friends and Green Warden.
A couple.
Oh, I like boars. You said a couple and Green Warden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. There's no way I'm lumping Green Warden in as a friend.
Appreciate you.
You walk in with a couple of friends, Green Warden and Brendan.
Brendan?
I'll cut that part out. That was an inside joke.
Fucking Brandon.
That's Brandon.
I'm the only one who says his name right, too. Yeah, I look for a guy.
Okay.
Or a lady. I want to sit down. I sit next to somebody, Dan.
So you get up and walk away.
I follow him.
Okay.
Hey, my name's Jerry. What's your name?
He's like, no thanks.
Oh, hi, no thanks. No. Nice to meet you.
I don't want to talk to no wizard.
What makes you think I'm a wizard? I'm actually a doctor wizard.
That's not better. He's like, I heard about you people.
What did you hear about us?
Just that you take the life out of people.
What, you really heard that about me?
With your magic.
Like, you heard that about me specifically? Because I do that.
Yeah.
Oh. Is that why people are really weird about us?
Well, one reason.
Oh, what are the others?
I mean, you got the Grand Champion with you, and...
Why is that a bad thing?
You don't know anything about the Cardsburgers and the Todbringer?
I mean, like, a little bit, but, like, are you a Cardsburger?
What?
I figured there was maybe like 4 or 5 of them here, but like, are there hundreds of Cardsburgers here?
Well, no, I'm not a Cardsburger, but I'm part of their...
Retinue.
My fealty is to the Cardsburgers.
Okay, well, okay. But like, we're not even Midlanders.
Where are you from? Somewhere south.
Yeah, we're from the Reichland.
Even worse, Reichlanders coming up here thinking they're better than everybody just because you got Altdorf down there.
Oh, listen.
The Emperor.
To be fair, yeah, the people in Altdorf suck, and they do act like that. So I don't blame you at all. But, like...
Well, why are you all here anyway?
I mean, we got orders to come here. Why are you here? Did you get orders to be here?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, same. Stationed here. So we're kind of like in the same...
We don't, look like no battle wizard part of the military, none.
Doing the math on that real quick.
Skinny one, a battle wizard. Greenward just laughs as she walks by.
And you brought a scary elf with you, too?
Oh, she's not scary. She literally hides in the woods most of the time under rocks. She shot that bow 16 times. I've seen her hit two things.
Jess has buried her face in shame.
I'm laughing too hard. I knew it would come back to haunt me. There it is.
But
she's not scary at all. She's scared.
But so I do get what you're saying with people coming here and looking down at each at you, because she definitely does that to literally just me. But. All right, that makes sense. So I was just going to try to come here and be friends with people because I'm a friendly guy, and I don't think I'm no better than nobody. But if, you know, people don't really want us here, then I won't go out of my way to make people feel uncomfortable.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, I'll leave you be if you want to be friends with me or nothing.
All right.
I got a cool duck. I'm gonna sit next to Mina. I don't think no one here is gonna want to be her friend.
Well, that's stupid.
I'll probably kill them all.
What? You say I'll probably kill them?
No!
I sucked the life out of all of them.
They knew I sucked the life out of people, though. That's kind of weird.
That's awesome, though. You're like making a name for yourself.
Yeah, I don't want that. Then people are gonna be scared of me.
I mean, a little bit of fear is good.
Well, I can turn that on whenever I want, and just Dan will ignore it anyway. But
I'll forget.
But yeah, this whole Carlsbergers.
Quit eating candy while you're trying to talk.
I'm Carlsbergers Jr.
Have you not made that joke yet? That sounds new.
That's surprising.
Yeah, it seems like such a low-hanging fruit.
But yeah, I don't think we're gonna find much friends here.
Well, that's too bad. I mean, like, hopefully we can at least all work together for, like, a common goal.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess that's the least we could hope for, or the best we could hope for. I don't know.
At least the food isn't really food. It's kind of soup.
Yeah, it's pretty, standard fare, I guess.
Drivel.
Yeah, it's
not great. Was this kind of, like, when you were a soldier, did, like, everyone... You know, act like this, kind of, like, in the mess hall, like, no one talking to nobody, and just, like, I don't know, being all glum.
Yeah, and, like, I got yelled at a lot because I was, like, new, like, a new recruit. So, you know, they, like, yelled at, like, I was, like, low person.
Do you think if we find the new person and yell at them a bunch, then the other ones will like us because they're going to think that we're, like, one of them because we're yelling at them?
I don't think so. I think, if anything, we should do the opposite.
Yell because at then, the old people.
No, if we make the people at the bottom feel comfortable,
okay,
then at least the people at the bottom will like us.
That's true. That guy did say thank you to me at the end when I told him I'd leave him alone.
He did say that.
Okay, well, I mean, that's something. You know, at least he didn't just, like, curse at you or something.
Yeah. You think we're going to be here long before we get to go do stuff? Or?
No.
Can I comically enter with the dwarf to get mess and be, like, jocular with him at this moment, please?
That's really what I was hoping for.
Imagine, you know, Webby made friends before we did.
Just yucking it up over mashed potatoes.
That's so
Of course good. He did. He made friends with a dwarf, like...
Of all the people to make friends with, like, the...
Yeah, everyone knows dwarves are the easiest people to make friends with.
They're the friendliest, you know, they just...
Greenwater is entirely unfazed by their demeanor because it's how every human has ever looked at her when she walks into a room.
That's right. Fair. You're very used to this.
Yes. She just sat down at a table that had nobody at it, pointedly on purpose.
While you guys are chatting, Mina, give me a challenging perception test.
Oh, Oh, I passed that.
Did the two of you choose to sit at Green Warden's table? Because she didn't attempt to talk to anybody. She just sat down.
I would assume Mina would have sat with you when Lucky came over there. As you're chatting with Lucky, when it quiets down, maybe as Webby comes in with Degny, you guys pause for a moment in your conversation and you hear one of the other soldiers as he sits down with another guy. He's like, "Oh man, did you hear? They caught some fish today. They got that in the gruel."
Well, now this is inevitable. Okay, hang on. I'm going to do...
You thought it was going to be something serious, didn't you?
I'm going to do a willpower test to see how hungry I am.
Yeah, I mean, I assume you've eaten some.
Yeah.
If you're going to keep eating it.
Yeah.
You ate the lumps that looked like carrots first.
Yeah, 34. So I passed my willpower test. So I am done. I'm not eating anymore. If any of you want this, I cannot eat anymore.
If you want, I could try to pull like a small animal out of my pocket and it might be something more appetizing.
You don't eat fish.
I hate fish.
She's eating too much fish.
I grew up in a lake town and all we had to eat was fish and aquatic vegetables. So that's what I subsisted on until I left home. And so I love potatoes. You give me something that grows in dirt. Love that. But no, I do not eat fish. No, I will be okay. Maybe tomorrow. If I get hungry enough, I might eat a little woodland creature.
Green Warden, don't you ever get lonely not talking to nobody or making friends ever?
No.
May I ask you I don't think it's a personal question, but just a question about your travels?
She like waves her hand like, you're going to anyway.
Have you always traveled alone or was it a...
No.
Oh, so it was a conscious decision to travel alone. Like to adjust and travel alone.
To adjust, yes. To choose to travel alone, not always. Parties disband, they go their separate ways. They have objectives, I have objectives. Sometimes we meet up, sometimes we don't.
Yeah, she hasn't been alone for like 2 weeks.
Sometimes I get assigned groups of, and she looks Lucky up and down and goes, children.
Do you prefer traveling in solitude or do you prefer?
Well, no one blows up things when I'm by myself.
That's true. You can.
Less to account for.
No, I'm telling you, Dagna, the whole mine, it all came down. Like the whole thing. I barely escaped. We were not expecting that kind of that level of explosion from just a mine.
You can certainly rely on yourself, and you can predict your own like movements and your own reactions. Where you cannot.
There's no mess when it's just me.
That's true.
There's no one to watch out for if it's just me.
So you had like a party before that you like traveled with and stuff.
Most scouting groups go out in groups. Yes.
Were they all elves?
Yes.
Was there a wizard?
We don't have wizards the way you have wizards.
Well, I know that. I've met a bunch of elf wizards before, like two. And
a high elf wizard?
I don't know. He was probably a little drunk, but...
You probably refer to him as the Acer.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess he would say high elf, so he would know what
you meant. He would know what I'm talking about.
But I know they can, like, cast multiple schools of magic and stuff, which is super cool. Did you ever travel with one? In a scouting party?
Once.
Was he a guy or a girl?
She was quite skilled.
Cool. What type of magic could she cast?
I'll let you imagine.
Duck magic.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
Duck magic. Did they have a familiar?
No.
Oh.
We don't enslave the animals to work with us.
I don't enslave animals either.
I wasn't really enslaved on it.
Yeah, we were friends before that.
He gave me consciousness.
Yeah.
I am bound to him, though.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Even if you aimed it that high, I don't think you could shoot down a condor with her. Like, it's just, the range doesn't work out. I recognize they're loud, but... You know, you got to use the right tool for the job.
You just gotta lead enough for the ball drop down as it's flying.
I know
air.
About leading. No, you're not listening to me. It's a matter of physics. You're just not gonna get the range.
I forgot you manlings are all about like physics and whatnot. It's just
trying to concuss.
Oh no, we myth-busted too. We gotta perform. We gotta test it in the field. No, you know what? Let me know how it goes.
And I assume Webby will sit with you guys as well. And he's like, what? Tell me more about this mind blowing up.
I think Webby has met.
Oh, yeah, that was a wild one. So there we are, hunting down some sort of green wound festering miner telling us that there's some cultish shenanigans going on in his mind.
Oh.
And I, like any good citizen, throw a bomb in there. But then the whole mine blows up, like we didn't even know that there was like explosive gases going on, and these rat-headed whatevers are all barking in their weird beast-manish tongue and saying like, no, it's too early, you're not supposed to do that. And then the mine blows up, and I almost died and didn't.
But you just threw one little bomb?
Just the one!
And they said,
like, I think that there must have been, like, a gas leak somewhere in there. Maybe, like a thermal vent pocket with sulfur coming out. I don't know.
So, wait. You went to some town with Skaven?
Yeah.
And why were you going in a mine? I need the whole story here.
There was a green glowing wound. Would you not be intellectually curious about a green glowing wound?
Well, I am. That's why I'm asking questions. I want to know the whole story.
There were drag marks. We could not find any bodies.
Drag marks of what?
Of bodies.
Like the town was empty and we assumed everyone was dragged into the mine.
We found all their eyeballs in the barn.
Oh, yeah.
What?
But we could not find any bodies. But we found drag marks from the barn where the eyeballs were. To the mine.
All right, so
thought
there was
the bodies.
There was some mine in town. You got there, all the manlings was gone.
Yes.
And then Oof, you found.
Rouse.
Most
yeah,
of the
right.
were gone. And the eyes were there.
And then you found a trail into the mine.
Yes.
And then what?
And then we found the rat-headed beastman.
It's a dwarf. He knows what Skaven are.
Oh, yeah, okay. I just, they're like, be careful who you say Skaven to, you know?
Yeah.
We found some Skaven, which, like, that's all we keep finding here. It's like we're like Skaven magnets or whatever.
Well, they're good. All over the place. They crawl all over all the underground tunnels. They showed up in Nindheim, they showed up here.
Yeah. I'm aware. We've sadly lost a few holds to them over the.
Yes.
Aeons.
Yep. We saw some Skaven in the mines, and we had to fight them. And there was a rat ogre in that mine, right? There was something horrific. Yes. Yep, and then, like Webby said...
A rat ogre with a large, glowing green arm that I didn't let Webby take.
Yes.
Nasty thing.
I wanted that arm so bad.
And then Webby threw the bomb, and then there was that chittering, which I did not understand. And... We had to...
I understood parts of it. I think it was mostly about his failed marriage.
It was too early to get married.
It was an incendiary bomb. He lit their dogs on fire. Then one of their dogs ran into another room, and then everything started exploding.
Oh, they had some of them rat dogs?
Yeah.
Hate them things. Yeah. Wolf rats.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, they're wolf rats.
All right.
They make them somehow.
Oh, that's gross.
Well, kind of like rat ogres. Like, they ain't no natural things. They do experiments on their own kind and make weird stuff.
That makes sense, because there was a smaller rat riding the rat ogre, like controlling him a little bit.
Oh, we call them bone breakers.
Bone breaker?
Rat ogre bone breaker.
Oh, the ogre itself, not the one riding.
Yeah, the one riding it, like, it treats it like a mount. Yeah.
Yeah.
Foolish thing. No, not my favorite. The most interesting one I ever... heard of was we call them tunnel rushers.
All right,
they're kind of like rat horses, but they got six legs.
Wow,
they're real fast.
That's I'm bad.
Many legs.
Yeah, I hate seeing them.
Me too.
Mm. Yeah,
have you seen them up here?
No,
we followed the trail of them up here.
Of tunnel rushers?
Not tunnel rushers, but Skaven.
Oh yeah, no, I'd spend some time as a tunnel warden in Mindheim, so I've seen my fair share of nonsense down there.
Oh, yeah, that's where we found a pile of them down there.
Oh, I bet, yeah. So, okay.
Like, literally cannibalizing each other, piles of them.
So, it sounds like, to me, if that Skaven says something about, no, not yet, And then this wolf rat was on fire.
Yeah.
Ran back there. I bet they were planning to blow up that mine as it was.
Yeah.
I think you just did it too soon.
Yeah, probably not while they were in it, though. So score one for the manling, right?
Yeah. Up top. Took out that group, it sounds like.
Or they were blasting into something, because we've seen them under midnight blowing stuff up and making tunnels, too.
Well, it sounds like they already took all the people from that town. I bet they wanted no evidence left behind. They're real good at that. They know how to collapse tunnels behind them.
Yeah. Mm.
They're, I hate to say this, Grimnir, forgive me, but they're real good at tunneling.
I mean, game recognizes game, you know?
They're very smart.
I don't know if I'd go that far. They're inventive.
And they have, like, technology, I mean, you know? Like, their weaponry.
Well, that's why their shit blows up all the time. They don't take the time to perfect it like dwarves would.
Yes, but, like, their guns that I have seen, the things that it shoots, it's not just bullets. You know, it's like it shoots, like, lightning.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
No, that sounds like you did them a service blowing them up too soon. I wonder...
Well, thank you for that. You know, it seems like most of your manling compatriots here don't appreciate the threat of the Skaven as much as you do.
I don't know if I've ever met a manling that does appreciate the threat.
I'm glad that there's someone that we can actually talk about it with here, because, you know, the one priestess, she is a believer. She told us not to mention it so plainly to anybody.
Oh, well, yeah, she Tillian, they all know because they have, that's where Skaven are from.
Really? Wait, that's where they're, like, from? Like, that's where they were, like, made or born or something?
You ain't never heard of Skaven Blight?
No, what's that?
There was a Tillian city down there that was turned into Rat City, basically.
Really?
Oh, wait, wasn't there that painting or something that... when they stole all that Skaven-y stuff, wasn't there something about, like, some guy that escaped there? There was a book. Oh, what was that? It was, the book was stolen about some guy that was in some Skaven city and escaped. You remember that?
I think you're right.
There's all kinds of stories about that. Yeah, it was long, long time ago.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But no one ever, even having a city, I think it's mostly underground now, but, you know, Skaven are so good at covering their tracks. Mm-hmm. That even the Tillians often don't really know about it. No one can go near it because there's just probably millions of the damn things.
Dr. So, did you tell him about the Skaven that were like that turned that griffin into a whole big weird monster and then had that like little device thing?
Please call me Dr. Webwood.
Oh.
Who has the device?
That's it. That's all he says.
Who has the device?
I think Mina turned it over in Middenheim.
To the professor.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Eunice Hash. Yeah. All right. Dr. Webling. Wanling. Web. Manling.
Webling is pretty good. Let's go with that.
Yeah. Tell me more about this crazy explosion in the mine. Give me another... Make it a challenging trade engineering.
That wasn't even the first mine we blew up.
Twist my arm. 5 success levels.
So you describe the explosion to him as best you can. It was, you know, like a week and a half ago, but this is like one of Webby's things. With 5 success levels, you said?
Yeah, I keep track of my explosions.
And like clearly you know about it. And he, the more you explain like what you noticed about it, like the sound of it, the smell, all that kind of stuff, even. He kind of looks like his eyes get smaller and smaller as you're describing it, and he's like, there's no way. There's no way.
What do you think?
What were they stockpiling?
You're describing my powder. That's exactly what my powder is like.
No.
Yeah.
You mean the one that I used or the one that interacted with the mine stuff?
No, you said you threw an incendiary. That's totally different. But no, what you're describing from what done blowed up this mine, it sounds like my powder that I've been getting. Your
powder, meaning you developed?
No. Recipe? But the powder I've been ordering.
It's the same powder. Oh. It's coming from the same town, the same mine. Otherwise, they're getting things from the Skaven? That makes no sense.
No.
For the Skaven, is like siphoning it off or something, or replacing it with subpar powder?
Or stealing it for their own debacles?
Any of that sounds like
either way, we should investigate where the quartermaster is getting this from. Oh.
Wasn't there something about shipments not making to some place for weeks until we got there, or something like that, along the way here?
Yeah, we did talk to that one woman who is like a merchant.
Yeah.
And she talked about, yeah, right? Oh, it was taking a long time for shipments to get to places.
Oh, yeah, that mainling woman. She was here yesterday. Dropped some stuff off and continued north, I think.
Hmm.
See, she makes rounds here often. Don't know her name.
Is she the general supplier?
Odds and ends.
Oh, okay.
No, we get regular shipments.
From where?
Midnight.
Well,
but kind of filtered through the Cardsburger estate. They
Mindheim has stuff. A lot of Skaven, so.
Hmm.
Seems like we ought to investigate where the powder's coming from.
I agree. It's only been the last couple weeks that things have gone weird with my powder.
Oh, really? Is that recent?
Well, yeah.
But if things have been delayed, right, then that makes sense. If they've been siphoning the powder.
Well, I'd almost think...
We do know that they were interested in black powder in Middenheim.
That's right. Yeah, they were. They stole some thing.
Books on, like, artillery and explosives and powder.
From the
dwarves.
I think you might have helped us crack open this case just a little wider.
I wonder
thank
if they're cutting it.
Oh.
Maybe they're taking it off and cutting it with other stuff, and that's what's making this stuff more smoky?
Maybe.
I don't know if Skaven have the capacity to cut stuff. I think they just kind
of
use.
Yeah, that's the thing, is it seems really out of.
Well, like you said, with their guns and things, they take stuff that us and the manlings have made and then Skavenify it, make it more dangerous, more deadly to who they're shooting and who's shooting it.
Yeah.
Their stuff blows up all the damn time. But it is effective when it works.
Right.
Deadly effective.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I did not expect to connect these dots in this way.
Same. It's a good thing I'm so good at making friends.
Honestly, yes, thank goodness.
That almost sounds like you missed a big clue in the past.
It does sound like that.
I wonder.
Yeah, it's like we blew our own clue up.
I don't think so.
I wonder if the clue was maybe at some, like, dinner party or something that we were supposed to go to.
Oh, like a garden party?
Nah, that doesn't sound like you'd find anything about. Like
a
party
inside a garden that I was outside of and told I wasn't allowed to go in?
I don't think you'd find anything about black powder there.
We could have talked to a ton of people, but the thief...
I bet it was a clue more recently.
No.
Who was...
Definitely garden party related.
Something that we could have connected the dots on if we were, like, thinking about it appropriately and taking good notes.
Making perception checks.
Thank goodness that
you... Diving around longer.
A planned, non-playable character came up to us and told us about a clue we may have missed.
Yeah.
What a...
That's right, Bors. What have you been up to?
The thief, though, of those black powder books, though, she had that missing tooth that was on the necklace.
She was a member of the Yellow Fang.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go.
And Greedwarn, you were there with the missed clue.
Case solved.
So it was Greenwarn's fault.
We should.
I didn't throw the incendiary. Just throw it out there.
We should report back to Schutzman right away.
Yeah.
Let him know that.
Get out of this.
That
piece of shit. Take it.
No, it's too far.
Well, we got to investigate first, like Webling said.
Webling?
We didn't come here just to talk.
Coming around on this Webling nickname.
He keeps like almost saying your name and then changing it the manling part way through.
I like it.
Yeah, I really like it.
That's fun. No, that is true. Okay, yes, we need to do more investigation and talk. I wonder, is there any chance that the quartermaster is involved?
Could be.
Do you think he would know?
If he's not involved, he can at least point us in the right direction, probably.
Oh, yeah, he keeps good notes, I think.
He seems very academic.
I don't know. I don't trust most manlings.
His hair is too crazy to
be. Are we concerned about where it came from or what they're trying to blow up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
you can talk to the humans tomorrow after we sleep, and I'll go do the scouting because I don't think she wants scrawny and noisy and clanking running around in the woods.
Why would
am I clanky or noisy?
Boris is like, I always get missed in these things.
Yeah,
I didn't think you wanted to, and you weren't.
Boris, what are you going to do with your butter knife? Calm down.
Yeah, I'm assuming that he's just going to be sharpening his blade in a mirror while giggling to himself.
He's got a real hand weapon now. He's kitted out.
Give me a sword.
Yeah.
Actually, you can move quietly, can't you?
If I take this chain off, I'm even quieter.
He can turn into a kitty cat.
I can't really turn into a cat, but...
I thought that's how you stole stuff.
Well, I could... It's complicated. I can see through the cat's eyes. I don't become the cat.
But can you pull the cat out of your pocket?
Yes.
Oh, that's actually, so
we could do some cool stuff with that. Not for nothing.
That would be really cool to see out of an animal's eyes. But I wonder what that would make the animal feel.
Yeah, Renald sends a divine servant in the form of a cat, and then I can, like, see through the cat's eyes.
So it's, like, okay with the cat.
Yeah, see, hear,
does he have
touch,
to send a cat?
Smell.
Well, it's not really a cat.
He does, yeah. It's like an avatar of Renald.
Okay.
Not a real cat.
Okay. Because that's cruel.
So this was really enlightening. So we'll go talk to the quartermaster, figure out... Kind of suss him out a little bit, see if he's part of it. I doubt he is. He seems really cool. And
he's all right. Not doing a good job getting my powder, though.
Well, maybe
we'll find out why next time in episode 300.
What? I'm going to shave my face and make everyone mad.
Don't do it.
Earthworm Tim.
You should make your facial hair exactly like that guy from earlier in the episode.